Master of Reality with Vow and Declare on the inside, then Prince of Aaron, Raymond, Tusk, Finch. It's Master of Reality, Vow and Declare up on the inside. Vow and Declare, Prince of Aaron is lifting late with El Paradiso. Master of Reality just in front. Vow and Declare kicks. Vow and Declare's won it for Australia. They're on top of the world.
Oh, one of the most iconic calls in one of our most iconic races. And I'm sure Danny O'Brien's got a little smile on his face listening back to that. Good morning, Danny.
Morning, Michael. It's always good to listen back. It does seem a different age now that we had the big crowd there and the atmosphere. Hopefully we're working back towards that this year.
Yeah, it's incredible. Who would have thought back then the times that we've been through subsequently? I'll tell you what is good news is that you are signed up as one of the Lexus Tour ambassadors, and I believe your important job is based around Melbourne and Geelong. It's good to have the tour back as well because it is so integral to the fabric of the race itself and the Loving Cup and getting it out amongst the people.
Yeah, look, no, it's been a fantastic initiative. I think it's the 19th year that the Lexus Melbourne Cup Tour has been on, and having been in the possession of the Melbourne Cup post 2019, it's incredible what effect the actual trophy has on people. You know, it's like sitting with a celebrity when you have a Melbourne Cup there. Everyone wants to come over and talk to you and get their photograph with the trophies. It's just a brilliant initiative to get it out amongst as many places in Australia as we can.
And you know, with your kids as well, first-hand experience, like taking the Melbourne Cup to schools and to places where people have never even seen the trophy before or got to touch it. So it must be an amazing experience.
It is. And the people that just touch it remember it for the rest of their life. You know, they'll always have that anecdote to tell that they held the Melbourne Cup. It's a unique part of Australian life, let alone the Australian racing scene. And I think, you know, Lexus and the VRC to be congratulated that they've been able to get this momentum going for the race, you know, from now right through to November.
Well, it's going to travel far and wide, right across Australia from as far as Cairns in the far north and all the way down to Longford in Tasmania, which is great because Longford has a great history in racing in the Melbourne Cup as well. It'll go across to Newman in the Pilbara region of Western Australia. We're going to have a chat to Jai McNeil, who'll be taking it through Kerrang and a number of other destinations, 30 in total for this year's Lexus Melbourne Cup Tour. And your partner in crime, Vow and Declare, is he back getting ready for another tilt at the Lexus Melbourne Cup?
He is. He's in work as we speak at 13th Beach. Look, only had a very light autumn, just the one run, and coming off, you know, what was a disappointing spring for us last spring. But we've been able to give him the really good rest since last year's Melbourne Cup. He seems, you know, to all our markers and to our vets, etc., to be in as good a shape as we've had him in. So we're cautiously optimistic we can bounce back with a better spring this spring. And just hoping that Greg Carpenter looks after us with a reasonable weight. He certainly got a big jump in the weight, as winners often do last spring, but it'd be nice that he had a weight this year that would give him a good opportunity of being back in the finish.
Well, he had 57 last year. Greg will be listening. If you were going to give him any insight, what would you say is a good weight?
Oh, I would have thought about 54 and a half, 55.
What can you put your finger on? Is it sometimes horses just don't come up? Is that what you think happened?
Yeah, look, I just think he, in the autumn, he ran well in the Australian Cup. Then he went up to Sydney, ran on a very wet track up there. I think that bottomed him out a bit. He did race again in the autumn of last year and then was only average. He was only off by 10% last spring. But, that's all you have to be when you're racing at that level. And, you know, particularly when you're racing at that level in the handicaps at the top of the weight. So, I don't think it's too big a ask that we can get him, you know, back towards his best form. And you know, if he does, he's a very, very good stayer.
Well, it could be a year of the local once again with all of the consternation and question marks about the internationals that may or may not come this year. Would you have the similar type preparation, just a couple of light runs into a Melbourne Cup with him this time?
Look, he's not a horse that takes a lot of racing, in that, you know, he's quite a fragile horse that wouldn't sort of race every 2 weeks for you over, you know, 2 months as far as having 5-6 runs into a Melbourne Cup. So we're always mindful of that with him. So I suspect he has a similar prep. He probably goes Mackayby, Turnbull, and then into the two cups from there.
I suppose the new kid on the block, the new fresh blood coming through from a cups perspective could be young Werther. How is he spelling, or has he already returned?
He's also back in work. Had 6 weeks off after the AJC Derby. Look, he's got a not dissimilar profile to Vowan de Cleer as a three-year-old. He wasn't able to win a derby, but he competed very well in the VRC and the AJC derbies. So he'll get in with a winnable sort of weight, albeit he'll need to potentially do something in the spring just to force his way into the field. But he's a very lightly raced horse that has always shown talent, and I think he'll be a better horse as a four-year-old as well.
Would he have a more traditional Cups preparation and try and aim it towards both, the Caulfield and Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, I would think so. He'd probably start a bit earlier than now in the spring, but all of those things will firm up over the next 6 or 8 weeks.
Who else are you looking forward to this spring carnival? Is there anything else from the stable that you're excited about?
Oh, look, we've got we have a lot of middle distance style two-year-olds that, we're always excited about when the spring comes around and they can potentially step up to the Oaks and Derby. So, I think we've got half a dozen colts and half a dozen fillies that have got that profile that we'll try and aim up for, in the spring.
Have you taken much interest in the conversation about the new protocols for the international horses and what it may mean for this year's Cup as a horse trainer? What are your thoughts on what's been instituted?
Oh, look, I think, there's no doubt that Race of Victoria and the VRC have taken, what was unfortunately a problem that couldn't be ignored extremely seriously. Two of the last three Melbourne Cups, we've had a horse die. So I think the protocols they've come out with are excellent. It certainly was best practice to make sure we have a safe race. They're equally applicable to the local horses. All of my horses that are going to run in the Melbourne Cup are going to have a CT scan before the race. And, I fully support that because ultimately our first obligation is to the safety of the horses we asked to run in the race. And, unfortunately, with the influx of international runners, we've had issues. And, it's really, really good that this year we've put in some really strong safeguards to make sure that never happens again.
I know you've gone down the road in the last few years of getting the young international horses that you bring out here and you grow and you strengthen and then you train up. Is that the process and the plan moving forward that you and your owners are going to continue with? Is it going to be hard to buy a ready-made international now?
Look, as you said, we've tried the other option and we can land those horses out here for about 200,000 Aussie and we can probably buy five or six of them compared to what would cost one ready-made racehorse. You're looking at seven figures plus for those horses. So, on a light set of, we've only bought half a dozen. We've unearthed one Russian Camelot. So we're hoping that that trend continues and we can keep unearthing really nice horses that we buy as yearlings in the UK rather than putting all our eggs in the basket of a really expensive one that's already raced.
Just on the Russian, have you been out to see him? How is he, moving into the next phase of his career?
Look, I was out there when he was introduced at the Witten Open Day a month or so back, and I've seen some video footage of him in the last week. He looks terrific. He's going to let down and mature into a magnificent stallion. He was always a beautiful-looking racehorse. So, we're disappointed that his career ended sooner than we would have liked, but we're excited that he's in a really good space now at Witten Victoria to get his opportunity, and I'm sure he'll be an outstanding stallion going forward. He's particularly the sort of stallion we need in Australia with one of our other stallions, Seamus Award, is really starting to hit his straps now at those 2,000-metre-plus races, and I think Russian Camelot will be a very similar style of horse as Seamus Award for his career at stud.
You're looking forward to seeing his progeny. Looking ahead to Saturday, you've got an interesting ex-Kiwi that's nominated for the Silver Bowl. Do we get to see Basara on Saturday?
We will. He was scratched the other day just on a really wet track, and he'd only been over in Australia for a couple of weeks and probably needed just a couple more to settle in. But his work's been good since. He's still a lightly raced horse that's sort of learning his trade a bit, but he's definitely got talent.
Only lightly raced and contested a Group 1 over there, so it'll be fascinating to see him. Who else on Saturday do you think could be the best?
We'll have three in the 1400s, Skador, Viral, and Jumbo Ozaki. And, they're all going to be competitive in an even race. Reflect the Stars is staying fully resuming. Probably our best two chances of the day are in the Mares 1100 race, where we have Absolute Flirt and Button Express, who both very nice sprinting mares.
Got a couple of nice chances today at Cranbourne as well. Vancouver Magic goes around. What can you tell us about this Vancouver filly?
No, nice filly. She had the one run for us and ran well back over the summer. She's come back bigger and stronger. She gets a good draw and she'll be competitive today.
Looks a good race for November Dreaming today as well.
It does, yeah. Back on the soft, I think, is a real plus. Gets Jamie Carr on board. We've put Blinkers as well. She's a filly that's very talented on her day. We're just hoping to win another couple with her over the winter, and she's already booked to go to Russian Camelot in the spring.
And another J.K. ride, Burley Boy. What happened at Caulfield last start?
Look, he just didn't turn up on what turned out to be quite a firm track. He came off the soft, and we had another one of those that just couldn't go on it that came out and ran well the other week, Cinderina. So we're hoping he bounces back today on a softer surface.
Good on you, Danny. Enjoy the Lexus Melbourne Cup Tour, and good luck today.
Thanks very much, Mike.
Danny O'Brien.